Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Speed to market. If we started building and nuclear reactors and gas and all those things today, Mayor, how long does that take?
Long time.
Yeah. So GE can get turbines deployed in 6 months. So critical part is how fast they can get from what you're going to see today to a wind farm.
So yesterday, I had a really neat opportunity to go tour the Blue Wind facility here in Pensacola. It's the one of the two local manufacturers that make the, I say nacelles, it doesn't matter. It's the shell that then gets filled with all of the equipment inside the generator that GE Vernova, remember a couple of months, month or two ago, I guess, I did the tour of the Vernova facility. They make the, the mechanism, the rotor head that goes on the windmills that turns the wind into actual energy, and they manufacture those and ship them out. You see, it's the big white rectangular thing that you see on trucks, and you can't tell by looking at it whether it's full or empty exactly. The shell itself is very light. The filled thing is very heavy, but they put either 2 or 3 megawatts of capacity out, and they're one of the biggest manufacturers of wind energy right here in Pensacola in the entire country. So GE, in fact, is responsible for, Pensacola is actually responsible for a really hefty share of this. In fact, Henry Kelly, he's one of the principals over there at the Blue Wind facility, talking about this yesterday. One of the advantages of wind is it's fast to market. From, basically you can install a windmill that you started building 6 months ago. The nacelles or the shells that are manufactured, these fiberglass resin composite shells that they manufacture, some at Blue Wind and some at Jupiter Bach is the other one that supplies them here in town. They just did an expansion recently. They were in the news last week. Anyway, they start making a piece today. That piece is a part of a produced shell that goes out the door tomorrow to the GE plant, and then the GE plant turns that around, in a day or two, and they ship them out when they can, okay? But very, very, very quick to turn that around, as opposed to, and he was talking to Grover Robinson, former mayor, was there in the room with us yesterday for the tour, and he's like, how long does, nuclear take? How long does a natural gas plant take? How long does, everything takes a long time. I mean, nuclear takes, 30 years to build a plant? It doesn't take 30 years to build it. It takes 30 years to do the permitting. And then, it takes a year or two to build it, if you can even get one built, which they don't really much anymore. But you can get a windmill, buy the land, put it in, done, 6 months, right away.
Is 70,000 turbines already installed. We are 10% of the nation's energy grid, and 5% of that comes from Pensacola. And so the numbers you will see, Blue Wind, we're 2.5%. We're touching 2.5 to 3% of the nation's energy grid.
Just think about that for a second. Because what he's saying is, if 10% of the total grid is windmills, and half of that comes from this plant in Pensacola, so 5%, and half of the nacelles are made by Blue Wind and half are made by Jupiter Bach, that means that each of those companies are involved in producing 2.5% of the entire United States electrical grid. Pretty cool. They employ about 200 people, and they grew in the last 6 years, started in 2019, right before COVID. Can you imagine starting a company and then COVID hits? I mean, bad enough for an established company. They start a company, COVID hits. Oh, crap. What do we do now? And so they've got to go hire people. Well, one of the early strategies that they kind of stumbled upon was to hire people who were having a hard time getting any kind of a job. This is Gene Zola. He's the CEO. He's from Brazil, so he's got a little bit of an accent, okay?
And then in that time, we create our, we call this program Second Chance Program.
Second Chance Program.
So we provide opportunity for a lot of people. They don't have the best track record in their past. They have some records, no big records, because we do the
Screening.
So screening.
Need to be
analyze
clear.
So Of course, we have some regulations, but all of them are well. You know, sometimes they have a DUI, and they can work and provide, you know, socialize with their family. We created this program, and right now, 33% of our employees coming from this program. Darrell do a very good job.
33%.
When they arrive to do the interview, we do a background check to confirm if they pass in our rules, and then they start and believe us, work very well for us, and work very well for them. They are very grateful. Grateful. Thank you.
Grateful for the job. 200 employees, 202, and about a third of them have a record. But where are they going to work? Right. This is one of the classic problems, is that people with a record have a very hard time getting a job. Really hard time getting a job, because you got to check that little box, and then all of a sudden nobody wants to hire you. Well, here you have a manufacturing facility where people aren't working with, you know, end client customers. They're not socializing, in the sense that you don't have to worry about that, you know, customer perception of who your employees are. And they started hiring them, and they actually have a guy, Eric. This is back to Henry Kelly. This is Eric is a supervisor, and
you may meet Eric, one of our supervisors. Started on the floor. He did 19 years, and he's one of our key leaders.
19 years, and he supervises 60 folks, and great. I mean, I love that. We'll talk more about this in a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
What a great story.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. No accidents to let you know about right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 look good. If you're on Highway 29, both northbound and southbound around East 10 Mile Road, expect some minor delays in that area. But other than that, things are looking good this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Yeah, it was a really neat opportunity. I mean, I love seeing the whole process,
yes.
Right? Having started with the Vernova side and now going back and seeing the manufacturing side. So, and who they employ. And they've got, like I said, 200 employees, about 18 engineers, 10 office professionals, and 22 administrators, and then 152 folks who work in the actual manufacturing. And it's... What they do is the process itself, we got to tour the actual facility. What they do is they have these forms for each portion of the shell or the nacelle, okay? So you have left front, left rear, top, you know, front, all that. And what they do is it's basically there's a form, and then they put paint on the form. That's the first thing they do. And then the second thing that they do is they start spraying on the fiberglass. And they spray fiberglass, and then there's other materials that might be in there as well in the middle. And then they spray all the fiberglass, and then they put this, they call it disposable, but it's basically a saran wrap. They put a giant plastic bag over it, and they vacuum seal it, and then they inject resin into the bag, which is, if you're not familiar with resin, it's a... chemical glue is probably the closest thing that hardens into, you know, very, very firm substance. I mean, they make all kinds of things out of resin these days. You know, joints on pool cues is the one that I always found the most amazing. The high impact that a joint on a pool cue, they make those out of resin a lot. Anyway, that I know from my old pool playing days. Don't ask me how. But it's true. Resin is, you know. So the resin gets injected, and then by vacuum, they draw the resin throughout this 20 by 40 foot shell so that the resin saturates the fiberglass and whatever other things they have in there, and then it cures and takes about an hour, depending on the thing. It takes a half hour to an hour to cure, and then they remove the plastic wrap, and they've got the piece, and the paint is a part of the piece now because it's been painted whatever color. That's sort of the first thing they put down. There's the last thing that's out, and then they have, you know, what, 8 or 10 pieces that they assemble, and then there's a bunch of interior parts that they put in, and then they put that all together, and they put it on a truck, and you've seen them driving around town. They take the truck over to GE Vernova, and GE Vernova then installs all of the machine head and all the interior portions that go inside of it. And then eventually that makes a windmill that puts out 2 or 3 megawatts of power out somewhere in Oklahoma or Missouri or wherever. It starts right here in Pensacola. I mean, it's
interesting.
Fascinating. Yeah, it's so fascinating. I'm going to put a whole video. I did a video, of course, and I'll put the video up on our Facebook page so you can watch it. But it's just really neat to see. You know, people have good paying jobs right here in Pensacola. And you say, well, I thought Trump was killing wind. Okay. Actually, yes, but there's only a very small slice of the potential wind market that President Trump can actually limit. And he has, but...
Which brings me to President Trump. What can he actually control? And what has he done? He has put restrictions on leasing on federal land. What is federal land? Offshore. It's a symbolic gesture because there is no onshore, offshore market. Now,
in the United States,
most of the land that is forecasted to be used, 98% of that is privately owned or state owned. So he has restricted leases on federal onshore land, but it's a teeny tiny part of the market. So when you look at the percentage of potential growth compared to what he actually can stop, it's really insignificant for where we're going. And if you don't believe me, just ask Wall Street. If you haven't been tracking GE Vernova, when they spun off last year, they were at $170 per share when they started. This morning, they're at $655 a year later.
I told my wife, I said, and actually, my son, the mechanical engineer, works for GE Vernova in Greenville in South Carolina. Now, they also do he works on natural gas turbines. Okay, so the huge, that power plants like the Chris plant would use, that kind of thing. Whatever the current name of the Chris plant is. So they're not just renewable energy, but the energy spent. And I told my wife, I said, can we go back and buy Vernova stock a year ago?
Exactly. Oh, my goodness.
It's tripled in value. Almost quadrupled in value in that time. And so what he's saying is that President Trump can control the offshore because that's federal. And obviously on federal land, but that's a very small slice of the land. And so the president can only affect at most 0.5% of the total market in the United States, because 99.5% of the wind market is on private land and that doesn't fall within his jurisdiction.
And the last point is, and I bring this up because of Florida Power, NextEra Energy is the largest purchaser of wind turbines in the United States. So the parent of Florida Power believes in this.
Meaning that your power companies believe in this, Wall Street believes in this, and the reason, when the story about Trump first came out, Trump hates wind energy, and I explained to you how pretty much everything he said was either exaggerated or just plain false, unfortunately. Our first question was, oh, God, what are they going to do? The subsidies, the federal subsidies for some of this stuff are going away, and that is a problem. It's not ideal, but it's by no means destroying the business, because you've still got GE Vernova basically saying to Blue Wind and to Jupiter Bach, make as many as you can. A year ago, they were making 12 a week of these nacelles, the shells. They're now making 21 a week, I think is the number that he told us, and they want to get to 45 a week. They can't make them fast enough for GE to install the stuff inside. The demand is enormous.
That's great.
And they're trying to get more space so they can do basically a second facility, and that's been the problem is they recently did a bunch of internal reorganization in the manufacturing that's what changed it from 12 to 21, is they kind of solved this problem internally for themselves. I mean, GE wants more. How can we make more? It's also kind of like a little thing, I forget which one. There's 2 and 3 megawatt ones. They make, I think, 80% of the medium-sized ones and 20% of the big ones, and then Jupiter Bach is the other. Like, they make the 20 and the 80 of the other one. And that's so that GE doesn't have just one supplier they're dependent on. But also that lets them kind of collaborate with each other. They're almost like, you know, sister companies. And, you know, they sometimes help each other out in a pinch. Something's missing, something they couldn't get a hold of, something's broken. And they work together because they are part of the same ecosystem. And it's just really neat story. They employ a lot of not just, you know, people with a record, but they employ UWF grads. Lachlan's one of the first employees they had was a Lachlan Tech grad, you know, who's been helping them solve a lot of their just interior production kinds of make it better issues. So, and they're about ready to do their 3,000th nacelle. They're at like 2,800 now. Started 6 years ago. That's really
awesome.
Cool local story. Yeah, really amazing. So we'll tell you more about it next hour, because I got still more that I haven't even mentioned, but lots of cool stuff. And again, I love featuring companies that employ people and do something interesting. And if I can teach you what happens here in this in our area, I enjoy that. 624 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Saturday, August 16th, come to the Sneak Peek Land Sale at the Ranches at Creekside Preserve and get your gorgeous 20 to 50 plus acre estate in desirable Baldwin County on sale from only $139.9. That's right, get 20 to 50 plus acres in Baldwin County from just $139.9 with excellent financing available. Ranches at Creekside Preserve features private large acreage tracts with beautiful woodlands, rolling meadows, and a peaceful creek, all surrounded by pristine natural beauty and abundant wildlife. It's your opportunity to live in Baldwin County, Alabama, one of the fastest growing coastal counties in the U.S. due to low taxes and a low cost of living. Don't miss out. Come to the Sneak Peek Land Sale at the Ranches at Creekside Preserve and get your gorgeous 20 to 50 plus acre estate in desirable Baldwin County on sale from only $139.9. Call 877-888-1415 or visit creeksidepreserveal.com. creeksidepreserveal.com.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Markets may be unpredictable, but your cleaning service shouldn't be. At Janie King, the King of Clean, we work with you to build custom cleaning programs that fit your facility and your budget. Our local franchise owners deliver reliable, hands-on service backed by regional support, so you get flexibility, consistency, and peace of mind. That's one less thing to worry about. Head to JannieKingCleans.com to learn more. That's JannieKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the King of
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Ferris. How's your bod? Oh, my God. You're dying?
Oh, my God. You're dying? 647
News
Radio
92.3. That was perfect music with that clip.
Yeah, I know. I got I lucky. Love it. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to report to you right now. Still looking good on I-10, I-110. If you're on Highway 29 northbound toward East 9 Mile Road, you're seeing just a minor delay there. But other than that, things are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Sean Diddy Combs apparently is looking for a pardon from President Trump, but it doesn't look like he's going to be getting one. An attorney for Combs says that that the music mogul has contacted the Trump administration about a pardon. Trump actually acknowledged to Newsmax that Combs' team had reached out, but Trump said he is leaning against the pardon and also mentioned that Combs was hostile towards him when he ran for office.
Did he? Really?
I see what you did there.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, moving on.
Yes.
Go on.
Well, there's that. Actress and producer Kelly Mack, known for roles in The Walking Dead and Chicago Med, is dead at 33. She had a battle with glioma, a rare cancer that affects the brain and spinal cord. She passed away Saturday in her hometown of Cincinnati. And Andrew, it's been 80 years since the U.S. dropped the atomic bomb on Hiroshima. Thousands gathered in the city to remember the dead and warn against repeating history. That bomb killed 80,000 people instantly. Thousands more died from radiation-related illnesses following.
Yeah, and to this day remains a subject of intense political disagreement over whether it was the right thing to do or not. There's a long history about what led to the decision, what was the motive, what were we avoiding. You know, did it save 500,000 American lives? It didn't have to be involved in a land invasion. Yes. Was it done for that reason, or was it done to thwart the Russians not being able to control Japan? Did it accelerate the nuclear war or the nuclear arms race and put us in jeopardy of having a nuclear? Yes. Did it give us a vivid reminder of what a nuclear war would look like and deter us from ever wanting to use? Yes. I mean, it's just a classic case of it's very hard to understand exactly what it did and did not accomplish and whether it was right or not right. I'm speaking as an ethicist. I used to teach on this, you know, when I taught philosophy. 4-3-7-16-20. Oh, my God. It's funny to see the president has really seized upon what we were talking about yesterday. I mean, I'm not saying he was listening to us. It's an obvious observation. But that the Texas Democrats complaining about the gerrymandering in Texas. Meanwhile, look at the Illinois and California map. Oh, my God, the Illinois map. I had not actually looked at the Illinois map, but having been a longtime resident of Illinois, this is the most obscene map I have ever seen. It is ridiculous. I might talk about this a little bit when we come back. It's, John, you know a little. Would you agree?
Yeah.
It's,
oh, my gosh.
I mean, you know it's bad based on the numbers of Republicans and Democrats, but if you look at the map and know the geography, it's crazy.
I'm Gianna Gelosi.
Well, a certain way, it almost looks like they've abandoned the state.
President Trump with some words for Texas Democrats who fled the state over new congressional maps that could net Republicans 5 more seats in the midterms. U.S. Senator John Cornyn asked the FBI to locate and arrest the AWOL legislators. The Texas governor has filed a lawsuit trying to remove the state House Democratic leader. President Trump also signing an executive order creating a White House Olympics task force for the 2028 games in Los Angeles.
An Olympic Games task force putting cabinet officials in charge of security for events and visas for athletes ahead of LA 28.
It's a great time to be a sports fan in America.
Cheering crowds in Los Angeles are 3 years away.
That's Fox's Peter Ducey. The president says he will chair the task force. Fox America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got 75 degrees. It is partly cloudy, looking like a beautiful morning here. Of course, we do have our weather forecast with Brooke Richardson. That's on the way in just a few minutes. Earlier this week, we learned about the arrest of an 18-year-old Gulf Breeze man in a child porn case, Matthew McChesney. He was arrested on 20 counts of possession, 3 counts of trading child sexual abuse material. Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson says his office makes arrests almost daily in similar cases.
It just seems that we have an inordinate number of them in our county for some reason. And it's kind of disgusting.
And Sheriff Johnson said there's millions of images being downloaded, traded, and sold daily, so it's difficult to even make a dent in the issue due to its prevalence. In McChesney's case, investigators said he'd been trading material online. He remains in jail on $65,000 bond. Deputies in Palm Beach County being credited with preventing a possible active shooter situation. The sheriff's office said a suspicious man was seen outside of a Palm Beach International Airport yesterday. Now, deputies confronted that man and say they found an AR-15, fully loaded magazine, knives, and even a machete in his vehicle. He was taken into custody without incident. Deputies identified him as Palm Beach Gardens Michael Rodriguez, and he currently faces charges including possession of firearms by a felon. Rodriguez is being held without bond. Well, Senator Rick Scott continuing to call for a change at the Federal Reserve. Scott said yesterday that Jerome Powell has fumbled America's trust and said he mismanaged the Fed. He said Powell's mismanagement created a cost of living crisis that left millions struggling to make ends meet and also made homeownership unaffordable. Scott wrote on X that he thinks we need a new Fed chair who would foster an economy to fuel the American dream. Well, some positive news today out of Lake Mary. The Little League team there, their softball team competing in the Little League Softball World Series in North Carolina. They beat New England yesterday in the purple bracket to stay in the tournament. And they play Washington today, and that game will be on TV at ESPN2 at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Meanwhile, the Lake Mary baseball team can make it back to the World Series with a win today as well. They play South Carolina. It's 6:34, News Radio 92.3. And let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Still rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good. Seeing some minor delays on Highway 29 right around the East 9 Mile Road area, both northbound and southbound. Seeing some minor delays there. Other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
And thank you very much, John. Now let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
We do have scattered showers and thunderstorms today. 70% chance of rain, high near 87 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 74. For Thursday, 60% chance of rain, high near 89. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 74. Going into Friday, 60% chance of rain with a high near 89 and a low near 74. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
75 and partly cloudy. Our next news in 30 minutes. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Okay, so it's gonna be about $1,200.
Wait, did you even figure out what was wrong?
Well, my guy said something about the flux capacitor. Oh, and we had some extra parts.
Extra parts? That's a no for me.
Don't settle for vague answers and mystery charges. Head to Garage 850 on Sun Valley Drive, just off Michigan Avenue. Rusty and his ASE certified crew actually explain what's going on and get it done right. Specials online now at garage850.com.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction today at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
So I mentioned a minute ago, and I hate to like carry a conversation over the news break, but it seemed so worth mentioning. We talked about this on Monday, that the Democrats upset about the redistricting effort in Texas, which would give the Republicans 5 more seats in Congress, which would be a form of gerrymandering. I agree, are in no position to yell gerrymandering because they themselves in Illinois and in California, as I explained to you on Monday, have engaged in the most egregious examples of gerrymandering, if you go by the numbers. And I had not looked at the Illinois map because I haven't lived in Illinois now for, God, like 20 years, I guess, something like that. I hadn't looked at the map recently to see just how bad it is. Oh, my God. It's so obnoxiously obvious. There's, to put this in perspective, they have three congressional seats that are Republicans. And what is it, 15 or something like that, I think, that are Democrats in a state that is Democrat, but like 55-45, you know, it's not that bad. And if you look at this map, oh, my God. Florida's bad maps have nothing on Illinois.
Oh, no, not at all.
And when President Trump says it looks like it was drawn by a kindergartner with crayons, he's not wrong.
No, not at all.
So, and I know you probably don't know Illinois geography at all, but East St. Louis, very Democrat, very black. Okay. And typically, like anywhere, you know, the larger the city, the more likely it's going to have Democrats, because cities tend to have more poor people tend to have more Democrats. Okay. There is a district in Illinois that goes from, it includes Belleville, which is a little bit more Republican down there, and some of the areas right around O'Fallon, the east parts of St. Louis. It's actually the like commuters for St. Louis. Those parts are conservative, are Republican. But East St. Louis is wildly liberal. And then it carves up. It actually goes and grabs Alton. Goes up. It's through the middle of Madison County. So it takes a slice out of the middle of Madison County. And then it goes up through Macoupin County, goes up and grabs out of Sangamon County, Springfield. It jumps east, grabs Decatur, and then goes to my old hometown of Champaign and Urbana, which is a university town. It's very liberal. Okay. In a very deliberate effort to find any Democrats anywhere downstate Illinois that we can shove into one district to make a Democrat district out of. So this one little snaky district runs the whole west to east of the state, almost to Danville. And then surrounding that, what you can only call a finger of a district.
Yeah, it looks like a crooked finger.
Like a crooked finger that's bent, yeah. Is you have District 15. District 13 is a Democrat. Okay, no surprise. District 15, which is all of the rest of western Illinois, all the way up past Quincy, all the way up, not quite to Rock Island, Moline, and then it comes east, and it wraps entirely around 13, the Finger District, and comes all the way back around to Madison County. It includes Madison County to the west of District 13 and Madison County to the east of District 13, and then goes all the way to Indiana and comes all the way. It's the... Obviously.
Pretty obvious.
All right, we are going to pack as many Republicans as we can, because downstate is more conservative. Mm-hmm. The farming communities is more Republican. We're going to pack all of them into this one district. And then there's District 12, which is the southern portion of the state. And then if you go up to the very top of the state, you see another one of these crazy, like, District 16, which is the top of the state by Wisconsin, avoids Rockford, Democrat, comes down through several counties and then juts east and manages to get just the northern portion of Normal and doesn't include Bloomington, which is carved off into a separate District 17. If you look at this, you're like, I bet you that 12, 15, 16, I bet those are the Republican districts. Sure enough, they are. Absolutely, they are. It's worse, okay? And again, I know if you don't know, I'm just trying to make you the point that everybody does this. Illinois and California are the worst offenders, way worse than we are here in Florida, and even way worse than what Texas is trying to do. Everybody's wrong for doing it. The Democrats do it the worstest, by far. The worstest.
Worstest.
Okay, I know, again, Chicago politics you may not know, but Chicago itself is very liberal, but DuPage County is the conservative rich part. It's not part of Cook County is the city. DuPage is where all this, it's the wealthy suburbans, right? It's Gulf Breeze, okay? By comparison, it's Gulf Breeze and, you know, Pace, okay? But more Gulf Breeze. And so DuPage County, a population of 900,000, a congressional district of 700,000, a real easy draw would be to just basically make most of DuPage County a district. But then it'd be a Republican district. So you see these little fingers of how they tried to carve DuPage County up into, well, we're going to pair this little bit with that part of Cook and this little bit with that part of Cook and this. And I mean, it's 100% obvious if you know the geography. And again, I know you may not, but that's why I'm trying to explain it to you. So your Democrat friends who pretend to have outrage about what's going on in Texas, and they went to hide in Illinois,
which is hilarious.
The worst offender. And I was actually looking back historically because I was really curious. I got on this tangent. I was looking back historically at the maps. And if you even go back 10 years, I mean, the maps are so much more fair. They really are. They're so much more normal. They're not great, but they get, as you go back in history, that by the time you get to 2000, you're like, oh, that looks like, okay, there's a chunk, there's a chunk, there's a chunk. Those look like regular maps. And guess what? In 2000, 10 Democrats and 10 Republicans in Congress. So over the last 20 years, Democrats controlling the state of Illinois, primarily through Chicago and Springfield and Champaign and St. Louis, East St. Louis, have dramatically redrawn this map in order to gain seats in Congress. Now they're angry that Texas wants to do what they've already done. That's the short story. 644 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are buying or selling a home or you want to move, say, I don't know, from Illinois to Florida, like many people have done, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty can help you with that. Now, obviously, if you want to move here locally to the beach, from the beach to the city, from the country, I got county and country in the same word. Whatever. Or you just have questions. Or maybe, you know what, maybe you're buying your first home. Oh, man. Can I tell you, if I could go back in time and have, I remember very vividly our first real estate agent, and we bought our home in East St. Louis, the Alton area, and I'm like, oh, man, if I could go back and have Christina Leavenworth instead of who we did have. I mean, she was a fine enough lady, but she had no earthly idea what she was doing. Not really. And so if you could go get your first experience to be Christina and her team, man, you'd be so far ahead. What a blessing. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to report to you right now. If you are on Davis Highway southbound approaching Olive Road, we're seeing about a 5 to 7 minute congestion delay in that area. But other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
The average checking account pays less than a tenth of a percent. PenAir Credit Union's high-yield checking, 5.05% APY. That's more than most savings accounts, and 70 times more than any old checking account. Make every deposit count. Learn more at penair.org/checking. Federally insured by NCUA, PenAir's high-yield checking account pays up to 5.05% annual percentage yield with e-statements and a monthly ACH deposit of $250 or more.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Summer Restaurant Week, Jackson's and Julia, a festive Ferragosto celebration, Atlas Beverage Class, and the world is your oyster. Today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Well, on a scale of 10, I'd have to give her a 2. And that's only because I've never seen a 1 before.
I know it's probably a song you may have never heard on the radio, but Get Up is one of my all-time favorite Van Halen songs.
Well, I thought it was like the song from Back to the Future, you know, when Marty McFly gets the guitar, because it was like...
Yeah, what is the name of that? It escapes me now. It's actually not on any album, but that song that Eddie Van Halen does where he says, you know, I'm Darth Vader from the future and the Spock and all that.
That's what I was thinking.
All right. Looks like we're going to be getting a rate increase from FPL.
Yay.
What I love the story from Tom McLaughlin in the PNJ was actually pretty good because he put it in context. He's like, you remember when they turned FPL down for a rate proposal increase and then somebody replaced all the commissioner, many of the commissioners, you know, in order to teach them a lesson that they don't say no to FPL. So now it looks like we're going to get a rate hike, which in the grand scheme of how much it's going to cost you, it's not that much. It's going to go up over several years to about $8 a month difference by 2029. So $8 a month,
but still
it's $100 a year, yeah. But it's the principle, right? Raking it in and
right.
You feel like, golly,
we need repairs.
Anyway, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David.
Well, U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff has arrived in Moscow for talks with Russian leader Vladimir Putin. Russian news agency Interfax says Witkoff will be meeting with Putin at the Kremlin. The two are expected to discuss the war in Ukraine. President Trump has set a Friday deadline for ending the war. The Department of Interior is announcing plans to reinstall a statue dedicated to a Confederate officer, according to reports from the Washington Post. A statue dedicated to the memory of Confederate officer Albert Pike will be back in Washington, D.C.'s Judiciary Square by October. Demonstrators brought down that statue in 2020 after the death of George Floyd.
Yeah, it's interesting because in his career, Pike was much more known for being like a philanthropist and a Mason, and he just happened to also be a Confederate officer. But yeah, you look, this is, you can't teach the vandals that they win just because they took something right. down. You restore it. I mean, I would love to see the monument restored in Pensacola. It's still a grievance for a lot of people. It should have not been taken down, and it would be good to have it restored because, you know, now that wasn't vandalism, that was city council, but still, you know, it's
right.
Don't, especially when it's vandals, don't reward the vandals by teaching them that they can get away with it if you just wait long enough. Sorry, go ahead, David.
Absolutely. Well, you know, history is full of flawed men,
yes.
But it's still history.
I mean, they're all flawed men. They are all needing salvation, every Absolutely. Single one of them. Every single one of them. Sorry, go ahead, David.
The NFL and ESPN have reached a media deal. ESPN made the announcement on Tuesday night, revealing that it will require the NFL, or that it will acquire, I'm sorry, the NFL Network and several other media assets owned by the league. ESPN will also get rights to the Red Zone channel while the NFL retains ownership of it.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Man, I was trying to find, somebody had texted me it was Eruption. It's not Eruption. It was kind of an untitled piece that showed up in a movie, The Wildlife. That's the part that Marty McFly plays over his Walkman.
Oh,
to his dad.
Okay.
But there, I thought it had a name and I just cannot find it right away. I have it probably in my music archives and don't have it either. So, sorry, that's a very unsatisfying answer to that question. 6:52 on News Radio 92.3.
I know.
Oh, we did find something out. It's maybe not the first time they've said it, but it's sort of the semi-officialist version of this. I said it. It's not a word. I don't care. You know, Grimace, you know, Hamburglar, Ronald McDonald, okay, all the characters of the pantheon that is the McDonald's advertising brand, okay?
Right.
You know Grimace, the, let's say, big purple blobby dude. What is Grimace?
What is he?
I'm asking you, yeah, what is he? What kind of, what's his noun? What is he? What sort of a thing is he?
Blob of purpley goo?
Well, that's not, that's not a taxonomy
I don't know
of
what
creatures.
He is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, kingdom, phylum, class, order, family, genus, species. What is he? You don't know?
No.
Apparently, according to McDonald's,
he's a cookie.
He's a taste bud.
Huh? What, Andrew?
I suppose you could.
What's in that coffee over there, son?
He's a taste bud. Like, hey, bud, he's a taste. You know, I don't know. It's, but yeah, apparently Grimace, the purple blobby thing that some people thought was the embodiment of a milkshake, maybe. But they don't do purple milkshakes. Anyway, do they?
I
mean,
I don't
they do
know,
the green
man.
Ones, you know, shamrock shakes. No, he's a taste bud.
A taste bud.
I think I could have gone my whole life and never known.
Right.
But
Andrew.
But once you ask the question, it starts to annoy you because what is he? Like, you can tell what all the other characters are, and he's a what? He's just he's a giant purple. You know, he's eaten a whole lot of McDonald's is what you think, right?
Yeah, right.
The original Grimace was scaly, not like
kind of
fluffy
like
and velvety,
tongue, I guess.
Mean looking. He had four arms, like not just like the front part of an arm, but he had four of them, the number four, had no charm whatsoever, and he scared kids, and so they changed him to a soft plush, two-armed blob of a sweetheart who only wanted McDonald's milkshakes and to bring and to hang out with Ronald. According to Vice President of Advertising for McDonald's, formerly Roy T. Burgold Jr. So now you can wow all of your friends with that bit of completely useless knowledge. 437-1620. Oh, did you see, you know, we've been talking about, the, both sheriffs have told us of how frustrated they are and how disappointed and how betrayed they feel about basically volunteering to let their deputies cooperate with ICE in this one program, and then subsequently all of those deputies getting solicited by ICE to come work for the federal government for $50,000 signing bonus, 5 years, $10,000 a year, and all that. And so far, as far as they know, nobody's taken the offer, but it's still pretty frustrating, you know. By the way, some people have made the argument that everybody does this. Everybody tries to hire everybody else's people. You know, Governor DeSantis tried to hire. Remember he had the signing bonuses to come to Florida and be a cop? Yeah, but the cops in, say, Chicago and L.A. and New York hadn't volunteered to help Florida with a project and then given their contact information, and then Florida turned around and solicited directly those cops. It's not the same. But it's true. Everybody tries to take everybody else's people. And we've been celebrating how we managed to get people from other places to come here because they don't want to work in an anti-cop area and they want to come here. So there's some truth in it. I just don't think the parallel is quite the same. Plus, it's market distortion, right? If you're going to throw $10,000 extra into a employment market, you distort the labor price. And so it's inflationary, right? I mean, the president's trying to fight inflation, but to offer $50,000 signing bonuses to cops of a different sort is inflationary. Just like, and I haven't seen a lot of people talking a lot about this, but you know it's coming. If you evict a significant chunk of your workforce, which is what we're doing right now, we're deporting all the people who are here undocumented, right? Or illegal, I don't care what your term is. The point is we're getting rid of a lot of workers and criminals and people who aren't doing anything other than living here, all three categories. If you reduce your labor force, John, basic economics, if you reduce the supply of labor, what happens to the price of labor?
It goes up.
It has to go up, right.
And then that makes our prices go up.
And that makes the cost of goods go up, right.
Mm-hmm.
So we are doing a lot of things to try to fight against inflation. Deporting a significant chunk of the labor force is not one of them. That goes the other way. I mean, period. Yeah, and you know this because, they do the jobs that Americans won't accept the money for, or they won't work for. Okay, low-paying, low-quality jobs. But that has helped keep the price of a gallon of milk and an avocado and, you know, a house lower than it will be. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to report to you if you're on I-10 eastbound, just right past the Highway 29 exit. I'm starting to see some delays through that construction zone as you approach 110, so just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Hey, if you are a company, you need to find, you know, good people. You want to retain good people. We've been talking about this just a little bit. You got to provide them good benefits, right? Well, Torgerson Consulting can help you with that. Health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, managing HR, payroll, all the stuff that nobody loves to do except them. It's kind of like, you know, you get into business to do stuff you love to do, and there's parts of business that you hate to do. And you can always outsource those parts. Like this stuff, you can, you know, employee benefits, you can outsource to Torgerson Consulting. They work for us here at News Radio in Cat Country for about 4 years. We've used them. We had somebody else before. They're better. I mean, honestly, they have been fantastic. Good customer service, better plans, better choices. Just I like them. My wife, the industrial engineer, the efficiency expert, my wife. Why she chose me, God knows. But anyway, she likes Torgerson Consulting, and she doesn't approve of any insurance people, like, ever. So that she gives them her thumbs up is a very coveted award. 433-9996 for Torgerson Consulting. No obligation to have them look over what you're doing. Check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. Back to ICE, because this story yesterday was – this is a great example of a, oh, that seems like a good idea. Oh, God, that's a terrible idea. ICE – briefly was rolling out a plan where they would pay ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE agents a bounty for deportations. They literally, their original plan was if you get somebody deported within 2 weeks of arrest, we'd pay you $100. If you get them deported within a week, $200 to incentivize quick turnaround. The pilot program was meant to last 30 days, and it actually lasted 4 hours. They sent out emails, and then they unsend, recall, unsend. Because you don't want to pay law enforcement agents a bounty on any kind of criminal infraction, because guess what you'll get? A lot of arrests. Right? It's like speed traps. You don't want to pay the cop 10% of the gain from putting a speed ticket in, because that's what we used to do in Florida, and then that was illegal. You don't want to pay ICE agents for deportations, and they very quickly backtracked on that. Local